Welcome back, everybody, and happy Friday Eve. We've almost made it through another week of hell in Trump 2.0. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. There was a secret protest in La Crosse today. Did you know about this? Congressman Derek Van Orten's fundraiser faced quiet but very determined opposition, and we're about to share with each and every one of you how the protesters pulled that off. Welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show, Matt Dooley, and thanks for making today a little crappier for Congressman Van Orten.
My pleasure, of course.
So what was going on, and what was the protest aimed to do? How'd you get, and then, of course, how did you pull this off?
Tuesday night, we heard from somebody, a confidential source, that Derek Van Orten would be in town this morning, meeting with local business leaders, to have kind of a Q&A fundraising event. We didn't know what the location was going to be. We just knew when it was going to be and that it was going to be locally. So we kind of rounded up the troops and said, hey, we're going to meet at this central location Thursday morning. When we find out where he is, we're all just going to go over there, protest as much as we can, and try and get in his face, try and, have him answer some questions, because he loves ducking his constituents. So
sure does. So who was there? How many folks do you think you had? Were you able to actually interrupt this little glad handing that DVO had planned out for this afternoon?
No, I mean, we did get there and the police were already there waiting. So, I mean, he kind of, I think, had some idea that this might happen. He has famously changed venues before when he's heard the protesters are going to be outside at the last minute. So I was not surprised that he did everything in his power to hide from us.
This is one of those, like, truly bizarro land moments for me, Matt, because you would think that any good faith politician, emphasis here on good faith, be they Republicans or Democrats or an independent or Ross Perot or whomever, Green Party, whomever it is, if you are an elected official and you find yourself actively dodging your constituents on a daily basis and concealing your whereabouts from them, you might want to take stock and think, am I the right guy for this job if my job is to represent these people as their public-facing elected official, but I am afraid of, the public?
Yeah, it flies in the face of his whole persona of, the Navy SEAL, tough guy, can't come out and talk to what was mostly people over the age of 60, and mostly women, to be frank. So it makes him look a little bit like a coward, to be honest.
Oh, you mean the protesters tended to be older folks and women?
Yes.
I've noticed that as well, which I think is a really interesting phenomenon with some of the No Kings protests. There's more protests coming up in a couple of weeks, especially in response to what's happening in D.C. Like, this huge wellspring of women of a certain age, I'll say. I know my mom, who's in her 80s, has been to numerous protests, both here and in Arizona, and she is usually accompanied by a bunch of her crew, ladies also of her age group. I think it's an amazing phenomenon. What, you're literally scared of, and ladies, no offense intended, DVO, you tough former, armed services professional, you're afraid of a bunch of little old ladies? Come on, man.
Absolutely. That's what it seems like.
I want to talk a little bit about the two folks that have thrown their hat in the ring to run against Derek Van Orten. We got Laura Benjamin and Emily Burge. Tell me your take on these two candidates. I'm so excited to see two women. I'm so excited to see a contested primary. I think that's good for democracy.
Yeah, there's also Rebecca Cook, who honestly has more money than both of them, but
probably
I think
combined.
There's a lot. Yeah, there's a lot of excitement around Emily Burge and Laura Benjamin because they're both two extremely progressive candidates. They have a lot of energy. They're young women. They're very charismatic. and they care about their constituency. You can see it. They're out doing events every day almost. It amazes me how active both of them are. And they really, they all want to talk to Derek Van Orden. They've both invited him to several debates, sorry, to try and get him to come out and have a discussion, a town hall, anything. Mark Pocan has been active in trying to get him to come out, and
I'm not sure. I'm not really sure, though, Matt, if I trust Mr. Pocan to not actually devolve into fisticuffs if they were in the same physical space. But I don't know about the DVO. You know, if he's going to shove ladies in line the fister, I don't know if he's going to keep it, you know, not physical with Representative Pocan. Folks, we've been talking with Matt Dooley. He helped organize a surprise protest against Congressman Derek Van Orden this afternoon in La Crosse at a fundraiser. Matt, thanks so much for being with us. I really appreciate your time this afternoon.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
Folks, I just want to thank you for spending the afternoon with us here, and we're going to round out the day with a little recap of the fun stuff that's coming up from the Milwaukee Brewers. Remember, their discounted flash sale of tickets for $12 to the four-game series coming up against the Arizona Diamondbacks. That is going on right now. Again, those are $12. Enjoy those and find them exclusively on the Brewers website. And do not forget to mark your calendars. I'm going to be joined by Rick Schlesinger right here on the Maggie Dawn Show at 5:30 next Wednesday, August 20th, to talk about the miracle out of Milwaukee. Everybody, take care. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together against bullies like Derek Van Orden.